bernyanyi dalam dingin pelukan. Perlahan hangat menjalar jiwa yang berpendar, menari di bawah hujan. Badai akan berlalu, sudah sepatutnya. Mungkin di lain waktu kembali menyapa. Biarlah dunia sejenak sunyi, setenang mungkin ku akan hadapi. Aku menari di bawah hujan, nyanyi dalam dingin pelukan. Perlahan hangat menjalar jiwa yang berpendar, menari di bawah hujan. Patahkan putaran sang waktu, akan lahir harapan cerita yang baru. Biarlah semua sejenak sunyi, setenang mungkin ku akan hadapi.
Of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy.
Di bulan Desember kota yang lelap ini. Dia bertanya bagaimana harimu, apa kabar mimpi-mimpimu, apa kau tinggal begitu saja, apa kabar angan-anganmu hari ini. Jakarta ramai, hatiku sepi. Jangan kau tanya mengapa sedih. Ku tak tahu, ku tak tahu apa arti resah ini. Entah apa yang ku mau, penuh tanya dalam diri. Jakarta ramai, oh, 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 oh.
Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampole platter, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Platter is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol platter is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of escampole platter, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, Indo Defense Expo and Forum 2025 is held from June 11th until June 14th, 2025 at JEXPO Kemayoran, Jakarta. And it has been opened officially by President Prabowo Subianto on Wednesday. And to know much more about this event, let's have a conversation with Head of Information Bureau of Indonesian Ministry of Defense, Bapak Brigadir General TNI Frega Wenas. Pak Frega, How are you today, Pak Frega?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine too. Thank you for your time, Pak Frega, to join the special interview for today.
My pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you for inviting me.
Right. Well, the Ministry of Defense, as the host of Indo-Defense 2025, carries the theme Defense Partnerships for Global Peace and Stability. So what does the theme mean for Indonesia, Pak Frega?
Well, basically, the theme that we chose for this year is Defense Partnership for Global Peace and Stability. It means shows the commitment of Indonesia, not only showcasing and organizing Defense Expo and Forum, but also at the same time, we are trying to nurture partnership, defense corporations, because through this platform, we can have more interaction, not only between government delegation with other government delegation, but as well as the private sectors from the private company defense industry. And at the same time, also encourage the involvement of civil society, which is good. And hopefully through the interaction that we facilitate through this event, it will encourage more cooperation in the future, and that can contribute to the establishment of global peace and stability.
Well, we know that there are lots of participants, including from Indonesia and also from other countries, Pak Frega. Could you explain the number of exhibitors, international companies, including national defense companies or producers or manufacturers who have been confirmed to attend this, you know, defense?
This first event was established in 2004, and over time, from that year until this year, 2025, the number has multiplied significantly. And this year, I think we have an increase of about 200 participants. So in total, this year we have 1,180 participants coming not only from the local defense companies, but also from the international companies. Per today, as what I have in my data, we have 659 foreign companies participating as exhibitors, and the remaining 521 are the local companies. So it shows that the dominance of foreign participant, it shows that the significance of this event as one of the international event in the region, where we can also not only facilitate engagement within government and government delegation, but also with the private sectors. And there are in total 55 countries representing whole participants, including exhibitors. We also have 76 delegate members and representing 42 nations coming from the Minister of Defense level, Vice Minister level, Chief of Armed Forces or Deputy or Vice Chief of Armed Forces level, as well as Chief of Staff and some other representative. So we are delighted that we have more international participants this year compared to the previous one in 2022. And of course, with the great number, we also envision that in the coming years, in the upcoming, the next Indo-Defense, we'll also invite more and more international partners as well as the local contributors.
So, Pak Frega, what you mentioned before about the number of exhibitors and even participants, it is also expected that tomorrow there will be more and more participants that will come.
For the visitor, we expect to have more visitors coming, but for the exhibitors, because we have a certain period of time where they need to register and also for preparations. So the number that I have is the final one, the delegation that we have 1,180 exhibitors coming from Indonesia as well as from other nations representing 55 countries.
Right.
And also, yeah.
Right. So how big and important is the Indo-Defense event for Indonesia, Pak Frega?
Of course, this is one of the flagship of Indonesia's government, in particular the Ministry of Defense, because this event is organized biannually. Actually, this should be organized last year, but what we have, the political process that we have for the presidential election and House of Representatives. So we try to put our best and also for a very well through preparation. That's why we organized this June from 11 to 14 June. So this is a very significant flagship for us, where we can showcase our national products produced by the state-owned enterprise, national defense industry, indigenous defense industry, as well as from the private sectors. And at the same time, we can also explore cooperation or also observe the most cutting-edge technology produced by other foreign defense companies. And at the same time, we also provide platform for defense diplomacy where the delegation can meet with other delegation as well with the private companies. So we try to also foster partnership. And this is good because this will help Indonesia to gain more recognition, especially the commitment of President Prabowo, starting when he served as the Minister of Defense and currently as the President. This is the concrete implementation of his policy. And as well, the Minister of Defense, Syafrin Samsudin, also has a similar policy to continue and develop what President Prabowo has developed while he was serving as the Minister of Defense. And this is good because in line with our foreign policy, good neighbor policy, where we try to multiply and foster international cooperation and partnership with many nation or countries in the world.
Okay. Well, being attended by many foreign ministers and even a defense minister and also delegations, I believe that there will be such their interest, Pak Frega, in purchasing Indonesian national products. So how do you see this, Pak Frega?
Yeah, I think this is one of the primary goals where we organize this event, because we want to showcase, we want to demonstrate that our national defense industry is growing at the moment. And also we have an increasing level of capability where we can produce not only the land platform, but also the naval platform, as well as the Air Force platform. And we tend not only to fulfill the domestic demands, which is our national defense forces, but also we try to promote the products regionally. Some of our neighbor countries, they have also purchased from some of our state-owned enterprise, as well as the private companies that collaborated with the state-owned enterprise. And of course, at the same time, not only selling our products and show our international reputation, it shows that we can produce a world-class platform as well. But at the same time, we want to explore perhaps like partnership and cooperation where we can envision transfer of technology, joint production, or anything that will beneficial and mutual for Indonesia and all the involving parties.
Right. Well, we know that as the first time for this Indo-Defense opened by President Prabowo Subianto, Pak Frega, we know that there have been more than 27 memorandums of understanding signed by the delegations, So, can you tell us about that and also maybe their realization of this?
I think I need to clarify. Maybe the 27 that you refer to was actually the contract that was that were signed between Ministry of Defense with the local Indonesia defense industry. So it's already a contract and includes a number of sectors, and as well as far as I know, that we are trying to upgrade the 20 hospital owned by the Indonesian National Defense Forces. But the contract itself, it will provide a very significant amount of money, 33 trillion Indonesian rupiahs. And if we compare, I mean, if we try to accumulate a contract that we have signed from 2020, where President Prabowo served as Minister of Defense, up to 2025, this month, there are around 700, more than 700 contracts, and with the total amount 230 trillion Indonesian rupiahs. So it shows that we are not only organizing an expo and forum, but we bring money, because once we when we sign contracts, it means that there will be work, not only the defense industry, but also like the local economies, because those who actually contribute to the big companies, we also earn, and also small workers can also earn wages. And at the same time, with the participation of those exhibitors, they need accommodation, they need transportation. It's also generate and also help our hospitality sectors also grow, because there will be more demands. We have 1,180 exhibitors. You can imagine if each exhibitor bring, let's say, 5 to 10 persons, they need place and also they need some logistic. It will also provide foster economics growth, and of course this will be beneficial for our country.
Well, Pak Frega, one is one of the most interesting things at what has been said by the opening speech of President Prabowo is he said by emphasizing Indonesia's commitment to building a resilient defense system while maintaining peaceful international relations. So how does the Ministry of Defense respond to this perspective?
I think what has been said by President Prabowo in his speech on the opening ceremony is in line with the national constitution, because we have our past history where we are dealing with colonialism occupied by some nation, and that was very difficult for us. So we don't want that thing occur again in the future, and that's why we need to build a strong defense posture. And through the Indo-Defense Expo Forum this year, it shows our capabilities and also the quality of the products of our indigenous or national defense industry. And at the same time, we also want to educate not only the locals, but also the foreign visitors, delegates coming about the progress of our modernization, our defense postures. And of course, we also love peace because, you know, mandated by the constitution, and we don't want bad things happen with us again. And therefore, we need to ensure that our defense posture is sufficient enough to have a deterrence effect. So we can guarantee that there's no other nation or actors that will challenge or undermine our sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the safety of our nation, because that's very fundamental. We love peace, but at the end of the day, we love more independence, and therefore we have to build a strong defense posture to guarantee there will be no intervention from other nation or other actors.
Well, what we have got, I mean, the information, Pak Frega, during the Indo-Defense, Minister of Defense Syafri Samsudin also convey about the defense products are now designed by Indonesian young generation. It means that it also marks the era of the rise of young national technocrats who are ready to encourage defense industry. So how do you see, Pak Frega, about the role of Indonesian young technocrats in manufacturing about Indonesian national defense products?
Yeah, I think that is very true with the statement of Minister of Defense Syafri Samsudin, because when we talk about defense, it's not only an exclusive thing belongs to the Minister of Defense or Indonesian National Defense Forces, but it belongs to every Indonesian citizen. Based on the constitution, it's the right, but also it's the responsibility of everyone. So we encourage more participation from civil society, not only becoming military personnel, but also if you work, like let's say, like the in the defense industry sector, well, you try to conduct research and development, and you invent something. And what we actually witnessed yesterday at the opening ceremony is the signing of the product of the Indonesian young generation, where they produce the tactical vehicle, which is electronic vehicle base. And also it is named Pandu, as it represents the sign of a pioneer. So President Prabowo envisioned that this will be a starting point to have more and more products generated and invented by the young Indonesian people, because we have a very highly skilled, also highly competent human capital and human resources. What we need is actually to maintain our optimism and also collaborate with the proper channel, with the proper mechanism. I firmly believe, the Ministry of Defense firmly believe, that we can elevate our capacity, and also perhaps in the long run, in the next four coming years, we will have more national products will be broadcasted or will be sold throughout the world. And that will be a recognition of our products, of our identity as a nation, as a country, Indonesia.
Right. So let's come to the final question, Pak Frega. What are the main targets or goals of the defense in the defense 2025, and even what will be achieved for this international event, Pak Frega?
Okay. First, because it's an international event in Indo defense, it means that we try to foster and also implement defense diplomacy where partnership in line with the team this year, more cooperation will be generated, will be more strategic partnership with our partner nation, partner countries, be it in the region or worldwide. This is part of defense diplomacy. The second one, of course, we want to showcase our technology development, what we have produced with the innovation of our own Indonesian young generations. And of course, this will be beneficial where we can promote this product and earn more revenue, not only for the defense sectors, but also for the national economy, because it will generate more works, trickle down effect for economic sectors. There will be more jobs for people, more income for people below level. And in general, it will contribute positively to our economic growth. And the third point that I want to underline is actually we try to also encourage investment and also transfer of technology, because with the capacity that we have, there will be more opportunity to attract other countries to organize or conduct a joint production, joint venture, or joint research and development, where it will be beneficial for those involving nation or countries. And the final point that I want to make is actually international reputation, because it's a global scale, international scale. We have more than 1,180 participants, representing 55 countries. And of course, this will show our commitment to manage our international reputation, and at the same time, recognition of our commitment to contribute to the global stage, global arena, as envisioned by our president, President Prabowo Subianto, and also supported by our Minister of Defense, Minister Syafri Samsudin.
Right. Thank you very much, Pak Frega, for your time and also attention to join this special interview today.
And thank you very much as well.
We hope that this event, the agendas will also come, will also keep on running well, and also this will give much benefit and also goodness, not only for Indonesia, but also for other countries. Thank you, Pak Frega. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Pak. Yes. Well, listener, that was our special interview with, here as the head of Information Bureau of Indonesian Ministry of Defense, Brigadier General TNI Frega Wenas. And have a nice day. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
alurnya pasti ada makna. Untungnya bumi masih berputar. Untungnya ku terpilih menyerah. Itu memang paling mudah. Untungnya ku pilih yang lebih susah.
Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, my colleague Unica will be here to accompany you for another 6 hours. Especially in this weekend, make sure to tune in to our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital. for those of you who love watching on demand. And also their social media, Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok and VOI _official, and our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Also, WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gonna have a good time.